The field continues to dwindle and a race dog has died. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. The Quest organization says Bobby, a dog in the team of two-time past champion Hugh Neff, has died. A Quest press release says a necropsy will be conducted to determine cause of death. It notes that Neff, who's been running toward the back of the race, had already planned a scratch in Dawson City. Satellite tracking shows Neff camped at a cabin about 50 miles from Dawson. Rookie Severin Cathery is also there. The Quest announced this morning that Cathery has been withdrawn from the race after requesting help along the trail outside Eagle. It notes that Cathery and his dogs are okay. Meanwhile, an Alberta couple mushing the Yukon Quest has dropped out of the race because one of them is suffering from a concussion. As KUAC Zoe Rome reports, 43-year-old Jason Campo was hurt in a trail mishap.
Jody Campo, Jason's brother and manager of Atka Kennels, said that a headache as a result of an injury from earlier in the race caused Jason to struggle.
You know, right going up Rosebud, Jason had gotten, you know, Hugh Neff's team was ahead of him, a little tangled up. I think Jace was, you know, was trying to help out. And I don't know exactly how it happened because it's quick at checkpoints. But Jason had basically told me that his sled was completely inverted, completely flipped over. He'd made a head plant into the ice and suffered, you know, a concussion. Mentioned that it was basically Hugh's voice that kind of woke him up out of it. And, you know, Hugh and I kind of had a chuckle.
Not long after the incident on Rosebud, I witnessed Jason briefly lose consciousness on Eagle Summit, and after a photographer from the Daily News Miner and I approached him, he regained consciousness and returned to his sled. On February 7th, approximately 45 miles outside of the Eagle checkpoint, Jason called for help using his satellite tracker. According to race official Doug Harris, trailbreakers were able to reach Campo and transport him to a nearby cabin and stabilize him long enough to assess his situation. A nurse practitioner on the scene determined that Campo would require evacuation, and after a night in the cabin just off the trail, a military helicopter was able to fly Campo to Fairbanks for medical treatment on February 8th. Jason is now in stable condition and currently undergoing further tests and treatment, according to brother Jody.
They're doing an array of testing, you know, from CAT scans. The CAT scan was still inconclusive. They just completed an MRI. We're waiting on those results, plus, you know, a lot of other tests.
Jason's wife, Jennifer, scratched after arriving at the checkpoint in Eagle and hearing about Jason's evacuation. Aside from some mild frostbite, Jennifer is in good condition.
You know, what had Jen sort of make her decision in Eagle, you know, to scratch. You know, she wasn't competing anymore. You know, she was a rookie and just loving everything about the Quest. Maybe not the minus 55, she said, when she came in with frostbite.
Both dog teams are in perfect condition, are being cared for by handlers, family, and friends. According to Jody, as a hockey player, Jason was no stranger to concussion and might have leapt into the Quest without proper time to recuperate.
Looking back at the race in retrospect, I don't think Jason, you know, had the ample time to recover from that initial concussion. Yeah, so we're praying for him and hopeful. I told him I was proud of how hard he competed and how hard he pushed.
On the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson City, I'm Zoe Rome.
The departure of the Campos, the withdrawal of Cathery, and the impending scratch of Neff will erode the Quest field to 16. 26 mushers started the race last Saturday in Fairbanks. Meanwhile, race leader Alan Moore left Dawson City this morning at 8:30 Yukon time after completing his mandatory 36-hour layover. He departed with the full team of 14 dogs he started the race with in Fairbanks. Second place musher Paige Drobny and last year's Quest winner Matt Hall in third can't leave Dawson until late this afternoon. I'm Dan Bross.
KUAC coverage of the 2018 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Cold Spot Feeds, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson. Proud sponsors of KUAC.